Capital Spending Boom Lifts U.S. Manufacturing Beyond AI. By John Carney on August 18, 2026. A capital spending boom is boosting American manufacturing, with production of business equipment accelerating this year and strength spreading beyond computers into machinery, electrical equipment, fabricated metals and aerospace. Output of business equipment rose 0.8% in July and was 6.6% higher than a year earlier, Federal Reserve data showed Tuesday. Production grew at a 12.7% annual rate in the second quarter after advancing at a 7.6% pace in the first 3 months of the year. The gains helped manufacturing output rise 0.2% in July despite a decline in motor vehicle production. Factory output excluding vehicles and parts increased 0.4%. Overall industrial production, which also includes mining and utilities, rose 0.2% following an upwardly revised 0.3% increase in June. The figures point to an investment-led expansion within manufacturing that is considerably stronger than the headline increase in factory production. Durable goods output rose 0.7% in July and 3.9% from a year earlier, while non-durable manufacturing fell 0.4% during the month and was down 1.6% from July 2025. Business equipment production has risen 5.9% since December, equivalent to an annual rate of about 10%. That followed a 10.7% increase during 2025, measured from the fourth quarter of 2024 to the fourth quarter of last year. Information processing equipment, which includes many of the products associated with the artificial intelligence build-out, rose 1.5% in July and 8.9% from a year earlier. But the increase extended well beyond technology equipment. Production of industrial and other equipment, the largest component of the business equipment index, climbed 1.4% last month. Business equipment output excluding motor vehicles and parts increased 1.5% and was up 5.2% from a year earlier. The supply chain for capital goods also strengthened. Production of equipment parts rose 1.3% in July and 6.1% from a year ago. Output of construction supplies advanced 0.8%, the largest increase since January. By industry, computer and electronic products output rose 1.9% in July and 9.9% from a year earlier. Aerospace and miscellaneous transportation equipment increased 1.4%, electrical equipment gained 1.3%, fabricated metal products advanced 1.2% and machinery production rose 0.8%. Primary metals output increased 1.4%, reversing part of a decline in June. Motor vehicles and parts were the principal drag on durable manufacturing, falling 2.1% in July after three consecutive monthly increases. Even with the decline, auto production remained 2.1% above its year earlier level. The breadth of the gains suggests that the factory expansion is not solely the result of AI-related production or a rebound in automobile manufacturing. Durable goods output excluding both selected high-technology industries and motor vehicles still rose in July and expanded at a 3.7% annual rate in the second quarter. Defense and space production, which the Fed classifies separately from business equipment, increased 1.8% in July and 6.8% from a year earlier. It grew at a 14.7% annual rate in the second quarter. Capacity utilization also points to rising demand for capital goods. The utilization rate for machinery factories reached 82.9% in July, compared with a long-run average of 78.2%. Electrical equipment utilization climbed to 86.8%, well above its historical average of 81.7%. Utilization across durable manufacturing rose to 76.2% from 73.4% in the fourth quarter of last year. That brought the rate close to its long-run average of 76.7%. The capital goods strength contrasts with continued weakness in consumer-oriented manufacturing. Production of consumer goods fell 0.4% in July and 1.8% from a year earlier. Output declined during the month at food, chemical, paper, printing, and apparel factories. Manufacturing production as a whole grew at a 5.2% annual rate in the second quarter, the fastest pace since 2021. June's increase was revised up to 0.3% from the previously reported unchanged reading, indicating the sector entered the third quarter with more momentum than earlier data had suggested.